cosmology or whatever. About, or maybe pre-hour talk. Priya, maybe. But when you know, the whole purpose of the knowledge there of the Bhagavatam and so on, including the very cosmology that we can read there, is to help us see God through this creation, so to speak. And maybe this is a little bit conceptual, just to work it into other things. This life-based virtual understanding of the world is important because when we are bewildered or under the spell of Maya, this illusion of this world, these bodies we have here being reality, and even some think the only reality, then everything will, of course, ultimately resolve into unreality, nothingness, non-existence, since everything we see here is bound to dissolve at one point, become non-existent. Now, when you look at a person, another human being, or any being that you can see with your eyes, you may think, if you are accustomed to this way of seeing things, that the personality of that person is formed by that body. Look at the face and see a personality there who you know maybe and have a name for and have characteristics and qualities, quirks, and that's what make us into persons, as it seems. Some people the soul then seems as some remote, elusive part of that person. Some understand it ultimately impersonal, an energy part of a bigger energy, which is ultimately just an impersonal oneness, as we find in the Advaita teachings of India. But in the in these teachings of the Puranas and the Bhagavad Gita and so on, we find the conclusion that it is the other way around. And that is really what we want to show here. It is the other way around. We, as living, feeling, thinking, willing, and so on, persons, are the souls. And we are the way we are because we are parts of, race of, the Supreme Soul. Like the sun rays from the sun. So what we see here, we look into a face of another person. When we have that vision that the Bhagavatam, this knowledge, is trying to give us, help us to get, we will see a real person who is existing beyond and before and after the appearance of this bodily form. And who is the one that brings the life and personality and consciousness and all that is us to this body which is in itself simply composed of impersonal matter. Or, seen another way, is simply an external form that we appear through temporarily while operating in this specific world, realm. So when you look at the faces of people around you, you can see beauty in some more and some less, but it means or not that means. But we see beauty. We see something, a someone wonderful, amazing, mysterious. And when you learn to see it that way, not anymore looking at a material form of flesh and skin and bones, but as a living soul looking out through that specific form, shining through, and that is like the difference between night and day in your life. You're truly looking at divinity, because next thing you'll see is through this person's God. Just like we can see through even a tiny sun ray, the sun, and appreciate it. This is what God consciousness means, Krishna consciousness. So when a self-realized Vaishnava looks at the men and women around here, they see Radha Krishna expanded throughout their creation. And all of us part of that, their Leela.